If you were about to head to a favorite things party, which I'm going to this weekend with my sister, what are you going to bring? Because I'm bringing this. You guys, if you're looking for a last-minute stocking stuffer or something to just wow your guests, Dubai chocolate is where it is at. This is a new type of chocolate that has come here to the States. It was created in 2021.
It says Dubai style.
Dubai style.
Sounds like a song.
Dubai chocolate from, this is the Russell Stover. You can see these in the green packaging at Metro Market on some of the end caps. This stuff, I bought a bag of it because I was waiting in line and I'm like, I love chocolate. Dubai chocolate. My husband loves pistachio. And I bought it more for him.
Because, but then what happened?
And then I tried it and realized it's the creamiest, best chocolate I've ever had in my life. It's a unique chocolate filled with pistachio cream and shredded phyllo dough, which gives a little crunch, which is pronounced Kadaifio. Kadaifio. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's from Dubai.
Pronounce it good. If it's good. Is it good?
So
you said?
This has turned into the obsession in my house. I have chocolates hidden in the pantry.
Oh?
Yeah, because the
to
boys
keep away from
the boys want to eat all of it. You know those like wafer, chocolate wafer sticks that you used to eat back in the day?
Yes.
It's kind of like that, but creamier and better. Now, I'm not one that goes crazy for anything pistachio, but this, I lost my mind. I went back and bought three more bags of this stuff. Take a bite, Radar.
Oh, I'm biting it.
What do you think? Creamy, crunchy, and good.
Creamy, crunchy. That's Dubai style. We could almost do like a commercial for this. So, this is really good.
So this is going to be my stocking stuffer.
Oh, it hits you right away.
For the kids, some of the little kids. St. Nick's coming to town. I got to make sure that I leave some out for Santa. This is so tasty and good. Do not pass on Dubai chocolate if you ever have the opportunity to try it.
I like this Dubai style. Ooh, that's really good.
Isn't it? Radar, I'm telling you, it just melts in your mouth. This thing is so tasty and good. And it's a newer chocolate.
This is dangerous. You know what's dangerous about this is that you go, that was pretty good. And then you do stuff throughout the day at home or whatever. And it's before dinner and you're like, I could have another one. You had a healthy dinner. I'm going to have two.
Why do you think I've hid them in the pantry? I can't just have them out in a little dish or they'll be gone instantly.
Well, now your boys know where they are.
No, they don't know. They don't move things around.
They're in the pantry.
Brayson doesn't move things around in the pantry.
Be like a dog in the pantry. What are you sniffing
Eric
for?
Eric would find him.
Stop sniffing in there.
Brayson, same thing with the refrigerator. If I need to strategically have him eat something, if I know the bologna only has a couple days, guess what? Bologna's right there on the top shelf, right in the front. He sees it and he eats it.
This is what's nice about being an empty nester. I can put these candies out and nobody's going to take them but me. Well, my wife Jess will love them too. This would be a great idea for a stocking stuffer. Yeah.
What is your go-to? I'm still eating this to buy chocolate. What is your go-to for a stocking stuffer? Help everybody out here. This is something that your family members will love because likely they haven't had it before.
414-432-1099. Call now and what's a great stocking stuffer? This would be perfect. Could you stuff my stockings with this? Even though you're not at my house, just bring a stocking in and just stuff it up.
It's delicious.
Good stuff.
Uber driver Donna, you've got five kids. What's your go-to stocking stuffer?
The one thing it is for me is t-shirts.
T-shirts. Tell us more about that.
Well, a lot of the time you can never go wrong with adding a little t-shirt in there, and kids, they go through them real quick.
Right.
As fast as they get them, it's as fast as they destroy them.
Which is undies, t-shirts, and socks, you can't go wrong. And wouldn't you agree as an adult?
Like,
I would love it if someone got me a t-shirt or new socks.
Adulting is one thing, but as kids, you're like, oh, what is this? Oh, okay.
You got to get something fun on the t-shirt.
Off to the side with those. That's what I used to do as a kid. Now, oh yeah. Perfect. I can use these. The gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
For my older ones, I take and get like a design on them. I have a particular designer I go to for my designer t-shirts.
Ooh, who's that?
I've been going to them in the Southridge. They have a stand right outside round one.
All right, so yours is t-shirts. Well, I was telling Radar about these Dubai chocolates that we tried here on the air, and those are the best. That's going to be my stocking stuffer.
Those are good.
Well, between that and Reese, you know, like the Reese bells or the Reese Christmas stuff.
Yes.
Always.
Love it. Well, happy holidays. Thanks, Uber driver Donna.
Happy holidays, you guys.
Do you have another one of those Dubai-style chocolates?
I only brought in one for you and one for me.
Oh,
that was
come
it.
On.
But let's talk to Tammy. Tammy, you're also obsessed with the Dubai chocolate like I am?
Oh, my God. I am, too. And funny thing is, I don't really like chocolate. I'm more of a licorice, jelly bean type person.
Okay.
But I thought I'd try these, and I've bought in like 3 or 4 different kind of bags.
I know!
What do you mean different? There's different bags? There's different types
different
of flavors?
Brands?
Yeah. Well, they're expensive, too, so you got to kind of look around.
Yeah, they are a little pricey. It is pricey. It's a high-end dessert.
There is no price you can put on chocolate. Come on,
okay,
now.
But the reason I'm calling
okay.
is this weekend I was out Christmas shopping, and we stopped at BJ's. It's a brewery on Bluemont Road in Brookfield.
Oh, yeah. The restaurant
right there.
Right
there by Men's Warehouse.
Yes.
So their Christmas drink menu is out, and they have a Dubai chocolate martini.
Stop it.
Just die for
Stop it. Stop it right now.
No
you,
way.
You, okay. Okay. Chocolate martini. You had me at that, but Dubai chocolate martini. And was it so divine and creamy?
Oh, my God. It's like vodka and then chocolate liqueur, and then they put this pistachio flavoring that you'd put in, like, a Starbucks coffee.
Stop.
And then so, actually, that crunchy stuff.
Yeah.
Some people call it phyllo dough, but a lot of them is made with actually shredded wheat,
Ooh.
Believe it or not, like the cereal.
Okay.
So, they dump that. They dip the glass in either chocolate or pistachio cream.
Okay.
Then they dip it in this crunchy stuff. So when you drink it, you get that crunchy stuff first. Oh, my God. It's to die for. You have to have one.
Ready for a drink right now. You know what? We're supposed to have a meeting with
meeting
our boss.
On Friday.
Maybe we should go out to Brookfield
we're going
and hit
to BJ's.